is. You know, I think it's quite a big advantage bowling first at this ground, and we were in a really good position. They probably got a few more runs than they probably should have. The guys played really well, obviously, there, but it was a run out and obviously a drop catch and a few things we let go on the field, but still I think we could have chased 250. We were in a good position there, myself and Kev, and obviously the two wickets in one over sort of put pay to that. But you know, fair play to the West Indies. I thought they did really well to win that game, considering they lost the toss and the helpful wicket. I think, you know, we looked like we could chase that once we got into position, myself and Kev at the crease there. I think, you know, I think they probably got a few too many there. We didn't, you know, when we picked the two spinners, we don't potentially have the guys at the end to bowl the death overs, and that hurt us a little bit. But, you know, Andy McBrien bowled really well and George bowled very economically, so it's hard to criticise that as well. So, you know, as I said, we were in a good position at 160, 170 for four, and, you know, we possibly shouldn't have lost by 50 runs from that position. With the two lefties that we played here the other day, and it gripped and turned early in the morning, and you know, he bowled really well with the new ball, and I still think he bowled well with the new ball, but it just didn't have that grip and turn that we thought it might have. It felt very tacky, like it did the last day, so it actually probably nipped around more than anything else. So Boyd and especially Tim Mercer bowled absolutely outstandingly in that first 10 or 12 overs to get them two or three down. So that was the thinking. He bowled really well, it just didn't do what we thought it might do. Yeah, definitely. You know, he bowled all the toughest overs, really. You know, he got very, Evan Lewis, very dangerous player, got him out early and went past the bat numerous times. So I thought he bowled really well, and he's continued on the form he's had for the last couple of months. Yeah, I say we needed a good start, but we were still in a good position, four down, 160 odd, you know. I mean, it would have been nice if we were in a better position, for sure. Having wickets further down is obviously great, and we possibly lost one or two too many in that first 15, 20 overs, but as I said, we still managed to get ourselves in a decent position and didn't quite capitalise on that. Yeah, I mean, once that happened, you know, two set batsmen to get out like that wasn't ideal. You know, I've just clipped a ball, don't really know how it got there, to be honest with you, and then obviously Kev's missed a straight one as well, so it didn't really do that much. It's just one of those things, you lose a couple of wickets, and you're right, when you're four down and then suddenly go six down, it's really tough for two new guys to get those runs. Yeah, well, we still know if we win the rest of our games, we'll probably get there. So, you know, if we need to beat the UAE first and get to the Super Sixes, and then we have three more games to win to try and qualify for World Cup. So this isn't the be-all and end-all. Obviously, it would have been great to take these points through to the Super Sixes and make our job a bit easier, but we know we're playing some decent cricket and we've got a good chance. We're certainly going with confidence, but the competition, I think, has shown that you can't take any team lightly. You know, pretty much every game has had, you know, there's been opportunities for every team to win every game, if you know what I mean. So we certainly won't be taking that game lightly. We'll do our best to get those points in the bag and go through to the Super Sixes with at least two points.